Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and this is our Wednesday night show. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Just got done with our water charging on our conference call that we have every Wednesday. We do 7 containers of water to last you throughout the week. And they have special light codes in it for each day that you drink the water. So you're actually experiencing light ship healing each time you have one of those waters for each day of the week. So let's do a emotional healing. So let's start off with 5 days ago. This will clear away the densities that you experienced in the last 5 days of trauma. It gets rid of probably about 95% of what you've been dealing with here at the most, as little probably as 75. So here we go. Remember, this is why you want to have your whole life time clearing, because these things keep recycling in you. So that's why it's so needed and a must. And eventually, as you get older, this emotional energy will start to kill you. And that's the facts of life. The emotions that we store in our bodies that everybody knows about or talks about is what is our last process here as we get the negativity coming into us. And the last straw that comes down of negativity that we awakened up terminates our body. This is why we age, basically, and other things. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And we'll do a clearing for, let's do an addiction clearing. This is not necessarily a body, but it will be helpful. So here we go. So think of an addiction that you may have. It could be, some type of food a lot. You know, maybe you're addicted to, some certain food. We'll just say maybe McDonald's hamburgers or something or whatever, and you have to have it every day. And this is because your body doesn't necessarily want it, but you may be addicted to it. And you can also be addicted to it through entities. Entities could want to eat this stuff. And it may not be doing you much good at all, but in the process, you're having it. So here we go. This is an addiction clearing. This is more for your body. And the next we'll do entities. So here we go. Addictions. So 5 days ago, clear. Just think of a situation. It could even be a pattern that you deal with in your life. That could be an addiction too. Or it could be having coffee in the morning or coffee and donuts or just anything like this here, a routine. And that could be an addiction. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll get rid of the entities. So think of the same process and just see how your body's feeling. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Excuse me. So let's put on Sylvia. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone, and this is the Creation Light Ship Hour. If you're new and just tuning in, this radio hour is all about connecting with your own divinity within instead of looking for things outside of yourself, and it's also about healing and ascension preparation, and the Creation Light Ship is here to assist everyone in their ascension preparation and for the ascension process itself with the Earth Spirit. And so on tonight's radio program, we would love to take your questions and requests for Ron, and there's two ways you can go about that. You can either type in on the fast chat if you have a question for Ron or if you'd like to experience a particular healing sample. And if you'd like to, you can also call in, and I'll give you the phone number for tonight. It's 888-815-9756. Once again, that's 888-815-9756, and we welcome your calls. So we'll just carry on, and if anyone has a request or something they'd like to talk about, information they'd like about the ascension process, please go ahead and either type it in or give us a call. And let's see, I guess we don't have any questions on the fast chat just yet, so back over to you, Ron.
Okay, we'll do another clearing here for everybody. So let's do a parallel lifetime clearing. Remember, the light only gives you one life. So anything that's a parallel life, that it's not from the light, and you probably all know that, it's the dark side energy that clones you and gives you a lifetime somewhere else. So here we go. So we'll go back 5 days and take you out of a couple of these lifetimes. So think of a situation that you dealt with maybe, and that could be a parallel life if you had any deja vu or something. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, just see what your spirit wants to do for you. So 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do the mind to heart drop, as we do on most of the programs here. And we'll drop your awakening consciousness, thoughts in your head, into your heart center. So to do that, we have to command the energy. So we count from 10 to 1 backwards. And here we go. So going down with this energy, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I want to put some music on for everybody here. So you can just experience this energy. Remember, this is like a personal experience for you. So you want to just connect with your spirit now and enjoy the energy. talk to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so thank you. That was wonderful. The mind-to-heart drop always feels so good. And let's see, we have a few comments on the fast chat so far. Marie R. is talking about doing, she's partway through the new healing on your website, Ron, about the circulatory system clearing, which is a fabulous, fabulous clearing, and she's doing the fourth step tonight. And, yeah, we'd love to hear from anyone who's done that clearing what they're experiencing so far. And also we have a question from Ed about he'd like you if you could explain how levitation works.
Well, two different ways to look at it. One would be if when you're out of time, you're not controlled by the time-based reality and you can get out of gravity. So that's what I would think one way would be. Another way would be how people actually use the darkness, and the darkness gives them the gifts to levitate. So that may have answered your question, I hope. It's not very in-depth, but that's how I perceive that. And when you're out of time, remember, you're not involved with the reality of time. So the time gives you all these, I'll use the word dark side spiritual laws that are from the light of the darkness. And this is how it controls you. And probably one of those laws, very possibly, could be the gravity. So I'm going to try an experiment here. So let's bring in, or let's take away the gravitational field that the dark side gave you here. And then we'll just, and then we'll give you the gravitational field that the Earth Spirit gave you. Okay, so we have two different energies here. The Earth Spirit one is probably still into effect, but you're going to be able to feel the energy more. So here we go. Have the light beam come up on your monitor screen. And I guess we'll bring in the females first here. And what we're going to do later is, if you don't have any callers, call in, we'll give you a sampling of the three different different life forms here. As far as sexes, male, female, and non-gender. So here comes the females. Bring it up on the monitor screen, if you would. If you're new to the program, scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. Creation, Lightship, Healing. And here we go. I'll count to 10. And what's going to be taken away from you is the dark side program of gravity. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll put some music on again. I'd like everybody just to kind of experience this here. Maybe move a little bit and walk around and just see if your body feels any lighter. And here we go, taking this away again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That the Earth Spirit wanted to give you for gravity. So I don't know how this is going to be because we already have it here. So what we'll do is first take this energy away, and we'll just see what happens. I don't know. I don't think we're going to be floating up in the air, but we'll take part of the energy away anyway. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3. We'll take away the infiltration of the darkness that got connected to the earth spirit. Remember, it's also tainted, unfortunately, by this dark side energy. This people are with entities. We have a caller. We'll get the caller in about a minute here. So if you can just hang on here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So again, I'll put some music on and just kind of experience this energy here. This is the dark side, light of the darkness being released from the earth spirit that it transmitted to it for gravity. Since we had a question about levitation. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, that felt kind of great. It was just very relaxing, very peaceful, and a lot lighter. So it's wonderful. As Ron said, I think we have a caller on the line. So is anyone there?
Yes, hi, from New York.
Hello. Welcome.
Okay, I had a question because I always noticed there was not much mention of, I guess people in Judaism might be offended, but I found it finally when in the 17 energies, the divine energies, and Abraham, is that supposedly their connection? I mean, with the Jewish faith, they would probably have a connection to Abraham, correct?
I would assume so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, there are people out there like the Kabbalah and... there's a channeler, I don't want to name names, but they channel something with Abraham, and it's with the law of attraction kind of a thing. So is this the light of the dark? Because they use 72 names of God, and they do that whole energy, and it's very powerful. I've done it myself, and I was talking to my sister about this. She's really into this now. And I was trying to share with her your stuff, but she didn't really resonate. So she like is saying that, oh, I felt God, and my heart was so full, I would burst if I really had the whole energy of God in me. And I'm like, that's not my experience. Now, I know when we do the, you know, percentage of how much of our spirit is in us, when you did it gradually, of course you didn't, like, go 100% with right away. You did it slowly for us, remember? And it felt so different. It wasn't like I would burst into, like, combustion. You know, like they have spontaneous combustion people. I've heard that. But I don't think this the true light, what you bring, is not going to harm me or give people heart attacks or whatever else that she's had. You know, she's had strokes, and I've heard people who do the, you know, Reiki stuff had heart attacks. And I just know that they're not getting protected by, it's not truly the light, obviously, otherwise they wouldn't be harmed. So
that's,
I'm just curious what you think of that.
Yep, that's great. Yeah, the light does not promote itself, so you already have it with you.
So I thought I tried to tell her.
Yes, some people just don't understand that. They don't know that their spirit is very, very, very powerful because they need to have something outside of themselves kind of hit them over the head. So when you do tune into these light of the darkness energies, they definitely want you to understand that there's something out there. So they will bring you a lot of energy, a lot of physical stuff, so sensations, we'll say, so that you think that you're really getting plugged into the light. Well, the light's already with you in your body and with your spirit. And so as you come into love energy, remember, love energy has no emotion to it. It really has no feeling, okay? And so, because you're already it, everything in your body is created from that. So it's not going to get really overwhelmed. When I bring in the different energies, especially from pictures and things, people actually feel, like at the expos when I charge up the pictures that we sell there for $10.
And yeah, what do you charge it with? Can you explain how you charge it, Ron?
What's that again?
What are you actually doing to the pictures? I never understood that when I first got my picture. Is it your energy on the picture, or is it the masters that you pick, or the angel that you're picking that's coming through, or how is it resonating to you? You said it's personal for you or your family.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
I don't understand what you're doing.
Good. Good question, yeah. The energy will find out and tune into you, okay? So let's just say that you said you wanted a picture of Jesus charged, okay? So we'd sell you the picture for $10, and then the energy of Jesus working through me would check you and to see what you needed to experience or what you're lacking. Remember, it's light energy. And so the different pictures will have a different type of, like emotional, in a sense, personality to them. Now, some
it's
people,
not like if I picked, okay.
Yes, go ahead.
If I picked like Melchizedek, it's not that you're bringing in the energy of Melchizedek for me on that picture, that would be my connection, and that's the reason I picked the picture. Or I could request that? Is that, it's like
once you pick the picture, that energy that you selected, that the picture energy, whatever that being would be, would come into the photograph. And then it will change colors, and it will give you the energy of what you are lacking of the light inside of yourself. Remember, all these different pictures.
It's not to imitate that. It's not to imitate that being. It's to connect to my personal energy, in other words. But if some reason I chose, like Melchizedek, there's a reason I chose it. But maybe, like you're saying, the qualities would come through that I would need to become realized, or whatever they call that, self-realized. I don't even know if that's the word I should be using, but that's what the, not even New Age say that. I'm just saying that I remember that in school. That was like a self-realization kind of, is that sort of like, I don't know if I should be using that word, because it's not really a New Age word.
Yes, I would say that would be good. See, what happens is we all have different energies of light that the darkness has taken away from us, okay? And so these particular beings will come through and give you their vibrational frequency of what they believe and sense and see what you're missing of the light.
But
and
the
so another
updated?
Way of saying this is that they're going to find what some people talk about. Different masters have a different ray of light, okay, or a different color of light or something like that. And so they're just going to give you what you're missing from them. Yeah,
or is it what you believe about that being that you're going to get? If you believe something from that being or you have some belief system, isn't that what you're also going to get as well?
No. It will not enhance your belief. It'll just bring energy to you. Otherwise, if they enhanced your belief, then that'd be the darkness energy. And that's what's happening to your friend that has these attunements happening to her. Is that?
Well, that's my sister. My sister. This is my
sister. So your sister is having the faith of what she wants to have, and so her belief is that she wants this energy to knock her over the head and to be really strong, and so that's what's going to happen to her. The light doesn't work with belief. The light only does.
Yeah. She thinks her stroke was a lesson, and I try to tell her. Because I'm younger, she thinks I know nothing compared to, because I've been through what she's done, and I tried to share with her this information, and hopefully she will take to it, because I don't want her to harm herself any further. She actually just got put on disability so she can get out working now. So it worked out, and hopefully, little by little, she sounds like she's in her heart, but she's still in the mind energy. I know that because she does hypnosis. and the Reiki is also, like you said, symbols. So that's definitely her disc, unfortunately for me, but that's sort of like at least she's got me to show her the way if she listens. If she's not going to be an ego with me because I'm her little sister, you know? So hopefully someday
I will. That happens a lot with people, and even everybody listening probably has friends they would like to understand what light is. And people assume that light's going to come to you with a thunderbolt, and you go, wow, I've been enlightened. Well, it doesn't work that way. All you can do is come more into your spirit that's already with you and release your blockages. Now, it could happen where you have blockages released from you, and all of a sudden you may sense more light. But the light's not going to have an emotional, physical energy that you're going to say, wow, I really feel the light now. You're just going to feel more peaceful. And so you're going to just be feeling more and more peace versus some type of other active energy. And that's how the light works. The light doesn't, like I say, promote itself and does not come through these energies that way, because if it did, it would be judging you and everything else. So it's up to you to create or understand, I should say, not necessarily create, but you need to have the space in you to hold the energy. So you are creating it on one level, but the creation, you have to be able to hold it with love. This is why you have to walk into the energy. Like Jesus said, knock and the door will be opened. You have to come into the energy. Now, how much can you absorb? How much spirit energy can you have inside of yourself? You know, that is determined by your genetic predisposition on your beliefs. And so the
one
belief system is
blocking. One last question about the picture.
And you're good. And the picture will help you have that energy. Now, somebody who is missing that particular frequency of love, will say, whatever, if you want to use that terminology, then they may think that it's going to be more powerful than something else. And most people look at the pictures, and we saw maybe a couple dozen of them, and people look and say, I want to buy this one here. I've had people come up and say, I don't even know why, you know, who is this? You know, like, say for instance, Saint Germain, they go, I like Saint Germain, and, you know, the picture looks good. It kind of emits or talks to me, and I want to have that, but who is he, you know? And it's just the frequency that you're missing because it's part of the light, and the dark side took that away from you. It's not that Saint Germain, excuse me, has more light. It's just that you're missing that, so you want to have it integrated with you.
Do you need to update that? Like, you know how on the object clearing that you said that sometimes after a while you're changing, your energies are changing because you're clearing, hopefully, and then so you need to, like, redo them? Or can you do it on the object page? I bought these, like, years ago when I first met you. So should I be updating it to where I am right now? Or do I need you to do it? Because when you buy the pictures, you are the one who actually puts the energy in. Even when you order it over the internet, I believe you have us call you to charge it. I mean, whatever. I don't know what's that word, but you to I don't know how do you say it. I don't even want to say the wrong words because I don't want to use the light of the dark words. So I don't know how. You know what I'm saying? Because it says on the website that if I ordered it through the website I should call instead of going right to the object page to do it.
Yes. I would say once you have a picture, you're going to be, when you finally integrate the healing / energy of light in you, you don't need to ever have it recharged again. You know, once it's charged.
So can I give it away? No, I can never give it away to anybody else because it doesn't resonate with them.
Right. I would just keep it for yourself because it's designed for you. And it's
but I feel like it's no longer, I don't need it anymore, Ron. It's sort of interesting. I feel like I'm ready to let go of the ascended beings and now just connect to my own spirit, like when you bring us on the light ship. Is there any place on the website that I can connect to my own divine blueprint spirit? Is it the light being where it says life force energy? Because I'm trying to figure out or ask the light being to bring my divine blueprint to the front so that I could connect with that as my healer. That's what I really want to do, rather than looking at the ascended beings. I'm sorry, I don't resonate with them anymore. You taught me well that we're just as equal. So I have now empowered myself enough to not even want to go through all the others. I like the Star of Bethlehem. I like the light beings, and I also like the 12 source energy, and I need explanation about those three, but I'm still really wanting to connect with my own divine blueprint, the twin flame already within that's on the light ship. That's really where I want to. Is there any place on that website that I can go to get this? Or do I have to go on the conference calls or something?
Yeah, I would say go on the conference calls because you're actually okay. Just bringing more of yourself to yourself, you know, through the different clearings and the healings. The pictures will still be with you, you know, but you just, in a sense, outgrew them, but the energy is still there to reinforce the energy of wholeness in you, okay?
Oh, okay.
And so what happens is, you know, you first get a picture because you are lacking that, okay? You're in need of something. So you get the picture, and then from there you get it into yourself. And then once you get the energy and you work into it, then all of a sudden you don't necessarily get drawn to it any longer. And that's the way it works.
And all right, thank you. I'm sorry for taking so long.
Yeah, and
so many questions.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have a few more questions on the fast chat. So the next one I see is Heart and asking if there's something we can do to clear whatever creates moles on your body.
Boy, I would recommend doing the water charging. If you're not doing the water charging, then, you know, because you can get the skin misting water. So I would do the water charging and specify that you want to have it help that out. So the actual moles, if you haven't done the emotional clearing first, then you want to do that because that's how the healing starts. And then you'd probably want to do a sensory clearing, which is your past life. And then from there, see how you're doing. But do the water charging. So I can do an energy release for 5 days here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, this is genetic. And so just clearing, 5 days may help you somewhat, but typically, you know, you want to have all of your lifetimes clear because it's a thought form that manifested. And if you want to find out more about healing, I believe it was December 28th of last year, 09, on a Saturday where we went through and cleared out a lot of energies with the dog bite. So you may want to tune into that. And that's the reason why people don't heal. On the surface, it looks like it's a very easy process, but after a while, you start realizing there's more to it and much deeper energies affecting you.
Okay, so let's see. Let me see if there's some more fast chat questions here. So I see we have Marie R. on asking, Ron, can the mercury in our teeth be neutralized?
Yes, it can be. I would first check out, like, the water charging. Go on to that page. Maybe go on to, I'm trying to see here what would help you. Go on to the body rejuvenation page, too. And go through some of that, and then also specify the mercury. For myself, I have those fillings, and they don't even feel like it feels like they're actually bone in my teeth. So yes, it can be. I can't guarantee it, by saying that. But yes, mine have been neutralized. So I don't feel any energy at all when I look at my fillings that I have. They are perfectly fine. So unfortunately, I had a dentist that in the old days probably wanted a new Cadillac every year. So the school that I went to, everybody went to the dentist, and normally it was the same person. And so the whole thing was, when you're in second, third, fourth, fifth grade, that you have a checkup naturally, and the main thing at school was, oh, how many cavities did you have, you know? And so most people ended up having probably maybe 2 to 4 cavities when they went to the same dentist. So anyway, oddly enough for myself, I haven't seen a dentist, I shouldn't really say this exactly, but I probably haven't seen a dentist until recently when I had a problem with one of my fillings, okay, that the dentist put in. For probably, 40 years, 50 years, okay? So, my teeth are fine. So, to me, doctors and dentists are like, I don't relate to them because I don't need them. Although now I'm dealing with, with the process of the actual fillings coming out after all this time. So, he probably did a great job because they're staying in, but, I didn't really need them at the time because I haven't had cavities, for that long of time. So when I get a checkup, they say, yeah, your teeth are fine, but I have all these fillings. So the doctor probably wanted, like I said, a new Cadillac back then every year. So, this is what happens. You don't know. But anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. We have Mo on the fast chat, and the question is, after a trauma, why could I experience for 9 months being dead? I was really shut down.
Well, it's very possible. Remember, you're living in the past, okay? And so the past is haunting you. This is why you want to have an emotional clearing and a sensory clearing. And maybe even a trauma clearing and maybe a 7-generational clearing. So what happened was the trauma that you experienced was probably very, very similar to what happened from your genetics from the past. So let's just say you had this similar trauma 50,000 years ago, okay, when it first started. And then ever since then, in your genetics, everybody had that trauma. And so now all of a sudden, and maybe you died of it, okay? And so now it came up in this lifetime because you haven't had clearings, we'll say, basically, not knowing about it, not knowing what got brought forth in your lifetime and past lives and everything else and from your parents, and all of a sudden it popped up. And so now you're dealing with the process of having a death experience because your body probably died from it and everything's shutting down. So that's how I would answer that. So it's nothing that's unusual with people. You're just recycling the past. And the past is with you right now, living live and well within your genetics. The past will kill you. This is why you want to have clearings, because you're recycling all of your belief systems of your ancestors, and they're alive and well in you, and your body's trying to get rid of them. So it's just a way to wake up, and that's probably what you're going through. And you're just living the past. You're not living the present moment, so the past is running you, and the dark side wants that to get energy off of you. The more they can push your buttons, the more they can cause you situations, the more they live on, and they love that. This is how they live their life through you. And they're living their life on other dimensions through your energy. You're their battery. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, would it be fair to say then also when a person experiences a trauma, depending on what that is, if they have something already in their cellular memory that kind of gets activated by that new trauma that they're experiencing, then really what they're dealing with is not just the present time kind of trauma. They're actually dealing with a lot of past trauma energy that's now been activated within them.
Yeah, that's basically it. So everything that you're dealing with in this lifetime is not your own, okay? This is everybody else's stuff. And what you are going to experience, on your own is when you're in the moment and you choose to have a creation in the moment, in spirit energy. Otherwise, you're living the life of your ancestors in time. Like I said, when you're in time, you're in the darkness. This is where all your problems begin and end, in the time energy. So you are living the life of your ancestors. They're just recycling through you. all these trials and tribulations and negative stuff. So everything that you've experienced in this lifetime is not your own. It's normally always the stuff from the darkness, because the light would never cause you any harm. So if you have any situation that's negative, causing you harm, it's because of that. That's basically it. So that's the process that we're dealing with here, is trying to get out of the darkness, getting out of the mind energy of time, getting out of universal mind, getting away from the Akashic records, getting away from the religions and churches, because they're all keeping you into a holding pattern of darkness. That's what I call the light of the darkness. And that's why you want to have clearings. You don't have clearings, you're going to be recycling all the past stuff over and over again. And, you know, just look at all of your friends. And, you know, when you see them, they have the same particular situation happening in their life day after day. You know, it's like going to, a cinema, and you see movies, and you're the star, or they're the star in each one of these particular scripts. And it's just the same thing. Different people with different actors along with you or along with them. So, a lot of times you hear people talking about relationships. And somehow a lot of people now are going through a lot of relationships. And maybe in the older days, you know, maybe because of religion, people got married and they stayed married and suffered, you know. With a partner, because, you know, that was a thing that you have to do, because, you know, you got married in a church, and, you know, the old phrase of, you know, I forgot what it was, but you might know it, Sylvia, but, you know, it's until death do you part. Well, you know, you could be dying, you know, other ways, but you just think about physical death, and, you know, could be killing you other ways, too, but aside from that, people now go in and out of relationships a lot. So this is why probably the younger people are dating, seeing more people, because they want to have more of an experience. Before, that experience was less. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just going back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, you had mentioned an archive that people could listen to of one of your shows that took place in 2009. That is really good to show all the different layers involved in healing something. And that show was on August 28th of 2009. So someone clarified that.
Got down on my forehead here.
Somebody clarified that. Thank you on the fast chat. So that's good. So if you want to listen to that, jot down that date. It was 8/28/09. And we have another question from now. Is occasional video game playing something to be avoided, or if we are more conscious, can we play them and not be affected?
Well, first of all, they're, you know, whatever you watch on that, you know, there may be some mind control programs put in there. Okay? So, is it addictive to you? That's what I would ask. You know, it's hard to say, you know. There's a lot of things that people look at and watch that have mind programmings in it. So you have to be very careful on what you're doing. And how is the dark side using these people who are creating these programs? And are they being used? So, you know, you need to ask your spirit. That's what I always tell people. You know, you can't really use me all the time for, you know, what's right and wrong. You need to go to your spirit. This is what I'm here to help you do, to become empowered yourself, you know. And that's the only thing that you can rely on is what your spirit tells you. Myself, I would not do that, only because I would see it as mind programming is being put in there. And that would be an addictive process, probably. And if you notice, you know, those particular video game things, you know, what they come out about 10 years ago or so, and, you know, all young kids have it. And what's that doing to them? You know, it's, you know, who knows? I won't go into that, but you can draw your own conclusions there. So we're going to be in Los Angeles next weekend, which will be the, I think, the 12th through 14th at the Conscious Life Expo. Booth number 308, we'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. I have two talks that I'm doing, a free workshop, and also a lecture there if you want to come. And I'd love to see everybody. So it'll be at the LAX Hilton, and should be a wonderful event. Come into the Light Infusion Chambers. And then after that, we're going to New York end of March, and also be there at the New Life Expo in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. So back to you, Sylvia. And we also have our conference call coming up this Sunday, too, which is 8 hours. So you may want to talk about that a little bit. Maybe somebody would like to call in and discuss and tell them what they experienced on the 8-hour calls. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be great. So let me just give everyone the phone number again in case they missed it earlier. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And before we talk about that, there is another question on the fast chat, Ron, which is from Karen. And the question is the story of Noah's Ark from the Old Testament true or partially true?
I don't know how to answer that one this minute. I can see where it could be true because of looking at it differently than what's probably portrayed there. I can see it as ascension time happening and gathering up of the beings that are in the light that have not had judgment, and these would be the animals, okay, taking them off planet. As far as the big flood, I don't know. Remember, every 2,000 years, the planet gets rematerialized over again. And so I just can't really answer that one. I would know more, you know, my consciousness is with the life of Jesus, okay? That's what they're giving me in this lifetime to talk about. So anything prior to that, it's very, you know, hard and complex to go back into that other past energy.
Okay, so let's see. I guess let's just talk about the Sundays coming up and the also the Ascension Saturday that's coming up this month so people can mark their calendars. Do you have the dates handy there, Ron?
Let's see. We have an 8-hour conference call coming this coming Sunday. And the date on that would be naturally the 14th. No, excuse me, the 7th.
7th, isn't it? Yeah, 7th.
7th, yeah, the 7th. I'll be in L.A. the next weekend. And then we have our 4-hour conference call on the 20th of this month, February. Then we have an 8-hour continuation call, we'll call it, the 8-hour special physical body rejuvenation and clearing and quarantine rooms where we get rid of the extraterrestrial beings that are inhabiting your body against your free will. And that's what we have so far. Naturally, we'll have the BBS shows, too. And we also have a program on another station, which is Ask One Radio on Monday. And that one's at 7 o'clock. But we have a lot of archives here on BBS Radio. If you're a first-time listener, then just pick some out and go in and take a listen. And this whole process here is to get you more into your body with your spirit. This is the whole thing. It's not dealing with worshiping something outside of yourself, connecting to some deity or whatever else, hearing somebody do channeling. You know, we don't do that. This is just designed just for you to become self-empowered. And it's up to you to take the step forward to do this. And I'm sure a lot of people listening already know that. But for the newcomers, this is what it's about, is to become self-empowered with yourself so you can connect with your spirit and have your spirit more inside of your body. Remember, most people are only 20%. So if you're only 20% in your body, then who else is in there visiting you and living in you, you know, another way of looking at it. And it can be very, you know, disconcerting to realize that you change personalities a lot, which people could even tell you, you know, why are you behaving this day a certain way and another day and another, which everybody on this planet does, and that's because entities come into us. So that's the problem that we have here. So the only way you're going to have protection, and people ask me, how do I get protection? Well, like I talk about, you need to be in your body with your spirit. That's your protection. It's not outside of yourself. The light's always with you. And it was with you completely when you were born, but through living in the time-based reality of energy here, in the darkness, we got rid of our spirit. And this is why you want to come back to wholeness with yourself, to come into your body with your spirit. This is what these clearings are all about, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, why he came here to help people do the ascension. Same thing now, just that is 2,000 years later. And so that's the whole thing. Most people that I find when I go out to the lectures, sometimes they don't understand why Jesus came here. They don't really care. All they want to do is get empowered by some kind of special tools or gifts from somebody. And the Lightship does not do that. We give you the best gift of all, which is your spirit. I don't give you any kind of trinkets or any kind of DVDs to listen to with mantras or CDs or anything like that. This is for you to come home to yourself. And this is what this program is about. And this is why every one of these programs are almost identical to me. It's the same bottom line. Connect with your spirit. Get your spirit into your body so you can do the ascension. And you must have clearings to get your energy of the past ancestor belief system out of you. This is what Jesus did. This is why the Bible talks about Jesus taking away your sins. That's what it was. This is the genetic programming that the dark side is keeping in place until you release it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a couple of minutes left. Can we do a sample run of something that would, you know, be part of this coming Sunday's 8-hour intensive to give people an idea of what some of the things that are done on that?
Yeah, okay. We could just take out some octopus energies.
Great.
So this is very, very good. And here we go. We'll take out some energies of the octopus. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. This is very quick because our time is coming to a close here. And these energies were resting around your shoulders. And again, we'll take some now away from your heart area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go. That's the octopus energy. These are invisible energies, and these tentacles wrap around you. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. The light's only there to help you. And some people think that if they lived a life maybe of guilt and shame or something, or they have addictions, that you know, they're afraid to come into the light. But the light does not judge. It's creation, because your creation or your experience here right now is what you are choosing to experience, even if it's controlled by the darkness. They will never judge you, but they can't take away that energy from you if you wish to have it taken away. And so that's the way the light works. Remember, the light cannot judge itself, because if it would, it would be the darkness. So you have to understand that the light is light. It never created darkness, doesn't know what it's about. But it has to attempt to figure out what happened to you in the process of being held captive by the darkness. So this is how it works. So I hope that all of you have had a wonderful program with healing today. Remember, it's for you to hold the energy with your spirit. Once you have clearings, it's up to you to hang on to the energy, to keep calling your spirit back to you. And you just want to say it out loud if you want. Spirit, come back into my body. It's that simple. And this is your own spirit. And you want to release yourself also from, you know, parallel lives if you can. We do clearings for that. Those I normally do, I believe, in person. over the telephone. So that's kind of the way, you know, this works. We have many, many online healings. And by all means, you know, do your alien death barcode and the emotional clearing. Those are the two that are really, really beneficial. If you're having troubles in your lifetime right now with just trying to get yourself motivated, maybe the darkness is putting a black cloud over your head, then do the self-empowerment clearing. It's on there to help people in the present moment get out of their way. It's not equal to all the whole life clearings, but it's enough to get you, you know, back onto your feet again so you can start with more clarity. And there's a lot of clearings on that. And the newest one out is the circulatory clearing, where we clean out your blood. It's a wonderful clearing, great, and you feel wonderful. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I see we're a few minutes past our time, so I'll just say blessings and good night, everyone, and maybe you could take us out with some peace energy for the rest of the evening or something like that. That would be great.
Okay, so the peace energy will come through the light beam. Now remember, if you completely lived in peace, you would not feel this, okay? So since we're all missing something, some energy that we really don't know what it is, but, you know, we'll bring in the peace energy, and it will bring you into that frequency that you're missing. And then once you understand it, then you won't need it any longer because you'll be living it. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. It'll be on for the next half an hour, and we'll have to say goodbye and sign off here. So in the next 30 seconds, the light beam will be energized, bringing in peace energy. So blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody.